I want to start this morning by asking a question. I'd like to know if there is anyone here who has been physically lost. So I'm not talking about spiritually lost, but physically lost. You were somewhere and you were completely lost. Anyone here has been like that? See your hands up. Anyone here been lost in the wilderness, in the bush, away from roads and places like that? Anyone like that? Yes, you have. Okay. I have as well. I've been lost twice in the bush. Once I was lost, but I was still on paths. And another time I was lost and I was off any paths. And it's a frightening thing to be lost physically. It's a frightening thing to be lost spiritually. There are a lot of people who are lost in this world. They are wandering around. And some people don't know they're lost. Other people know they are lost. And these people, most of them who are looking for something. And what they are looking for is happiness. They cannot find happiness. And so today, I have titled this sermon, The Happy Road. This is The Happy Road. I want to share with you the path to happiness. This is the path that people need to be on, and this is where they need to be in order to not be lost. I'd like us just to pause. I'm going to say a prayer. Father in heaven, as we open your word and as we share this morning, we ask again that you would help us to see the way of happiness that you have shown us in the Bible. Amen. I'm going to tell you what the road is. The road to happiness is being like Jesus. That is where happiness is found, is being like Jesus in character. And I'm going to share with you six ways that people today are trying to find happiness. In the world, in the church, people are trying these six ways. And I'm going to contrast those six. They're all wrong. There's six wrong ways. And I'm going to contrast that with what Jesus says in the Bible, what the Bible says in contrast with these six ways. So the first way is that many people are seeking happiness by trying to be someone important. They are striving to be the greatest in something. They want to be perhaps a great singer or a great athlete, or a great movie star, or a great scientist, or maybe some other great person. However, if they get to the top, they're not happy. They still feel empty. They are unhappy because they have fostered pride or arrogance and boasting, or because they just have not made it to their desired place in the world's hall of fame. Now, what does Jesus say? Let's turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 11, and we'll read verse 29. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." This rest, this peace, is where the happiness is found. And Jesus tells us how we can find it. We can find it by taking his yoke. What is his yoke? His yoke is his law or his character. God's law is the same as his character. If you and I are meek and lowly, then we won't strive to be the greatest. We won't compare ourselves with others. We won't be annoyed by those who push in ahead of us. We will be happy and peaceful, resting in the will that Jesus has for us. The second way, this is the second way people are trying to be happy. There are many in the world and in the church who are trying to find happiness by seeking sensory experiences. They travel around the country to see and experience. They travel around the world to see and experience. They try different lifestyles, different entertainments, different sensory pleasures, but they never find happiness. They never have enough. It all ends in emptiness. What does Jesus say? Where are we to go, according to Jesus, to find happiness? Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, he says, "Come unto me." We don't need to travel all around the world. "Come unto me," says, "all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Have a look at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. We don't have to see lots of fantastic things in the world to be happy. We don't have to roam around trying to fill our senses with beautiful sights and sounds to be happy. What do we need to see, according to Jesus, to be happy? Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Verse 8. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Happy. We need to cherish purity of heart, the character of Jesus, and then we will see God. We will be happy in his presence. Turn to Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalms 16 and verse 11. "Thou wilt show me the path of life," the path of happiness. "In thy presence is" what? "Fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." So the road to happiness is having Jesus' character, having his purity, seeing, being able to see God, being with God. The third way many people are seeking happiness is by trying to get more things. They buy things. They work to get money. They spend their money. But they're not happy. They worry about their things. They protect their things lest they be taken away and they lose some happiness. What does Jesus say? Matthew chapter 6. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Actually, we will start at verse 25. It's all so good. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought," don't worry, "for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of a field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of a field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. The Gentiles are trying to find happiness. Non-believers in seeking these things. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things. But, what does Jesus say? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God's righteousness is the character of Jesus. Jesus says we are to seek God's righteousness and his kingdom. God's righteousness is his character. To seek it is to seek to be like Jesus. If we are seeking his character, then we won't worry about things. We won't worry about money and possessions. We will be happy in trusting our Heavenly Father. Okay, the fourth one. It's a little bit more subtle, this one. You know, some people are seeking these happiness things in their subconscious. So it can be quite tricky when you're checking yourself. A lot of people are looking for happiness. This is the fourth one. They are looking for happiness by having their needs met. They think that they know what their needs are. If a relationship with someone does not meet their needs, they're unhappy. They try and manipulate. They argue. They cry and stamp their feet at others who are not meeting their needs. They cannot be happy because they cannot get those around them to do what they need and want. Perhaps they cannot get their husband or wife to meet their needs. They cannot get their households, perhaps, or their church, or their workmates to meet what they think are their needs. What does Jesus say? Jesus says, follow me. Let's look at some verses. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Did Jesus go around seeking to have his needs met? No. What did Jesus go around doing? Matthew 10, 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of a devil, for God was with him. So Jesus found happiness in ministry. We are to follow him. Acts 20:35 is a recipe for happiness. What did Jesus say? It is more blessed or more happy to give than to receive. And Proverbs 11:25 says, he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Let's look at one more. Luke 6:38. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So instead of trying to be happy by seeking to have our needs met, we are to be happy in ministry. Finding our happiness in seeking to help others. Then we will be watered and blessed. Number five. This is the fifth way that people are seeking to be happy. Many people are looking for happiness by trying to find ease and freedom from conflict. They seek this by trying to be like others. They don't want to be different. They seek it by conforming and fitting in, by following the lead of others. They want to get comfortable. They want to stay in their comfort zone. Some of these people seek their comfort zone through meditation, that they want to get into nirvana or mystical meditation. Some seek it by just trying to escape from a world and being a hermit, hiding away. What does Jesus say? Well, Jesus is radical when it comes to this. This is radically different from the world. Matthew 5. Jesus says, don't conform with the world. Matthew 5:10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. That is not finding happiness in being a conformist. So we need to remember that if we want to be happy in these last days, one of the secrets is to be firm about what we believe. Stand up for the truth. Don't hide it away. If you're going for a job interview, don't hide that you're a Seventh. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I don't work on the Sabbath. When you're talking to people, that's wrong. I won't do that. I'm a Christian. So we need to be firm in what we believe and not seek the comfort zone of the world. What does it say in Acts 13:52 about the disciples when they were persecuted? Let's have a look at Acts 13:52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. That was just after, you can read Acts 13, they'd been persecuted. Okay, number 6, last one. A lot of people are seeking happiness by trying to make themselves secure. They think they know what security is. They build their security zones. Also, they don't want to be fully committed to anything because they think that this will jeopardize their escape route. And so many such people end up in de facto relationships. They may have a de facto relationship rather than a marriage. They may have a de facto relationship with the church, not willing to take on any responsibilities, don't want to commit. They may have a de facto relationship even with God. Yes, God, I think you're pretty good. You can have most of me, but not all of me. I need my way of escape. They end up not making a full surrender to God because they fear that they will lose their freedom. They want to make sure that they stay under their own authority. But what does Jesus say? Luke 14:33. So likewise, Luke 14:33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. We cannot be his disciple half-heartedly. Let's have a look at Revelation chapter 2. Jesus says something there too. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7 and verse 10. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. So we are to be faithful unto death. We are to be fully committed to Jesus. We are to be under his authority 100%. And that is where true happiness and security is found. Because if we are under his authority, he is the shepherd, we are the sheep. And we are also under his protection. That is where true happiness and peace is found. And then, if we are under Jesus' authority, he is our king. And he is coming back again to rescue us. And what will we say when he comes back to rescue us? Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 9. Isaiah 25 and verse 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. He is our God because we're under his authority. This is our God. We have waited for him and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Amen. We would like to invite you to take your hymn book. Our last hymn will be hymn 319. Loving Father, we pray that we might be like Jesus in our heart, that we might find true happiness and share it with others for his sake.